I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, and we want to invite you to come be with us when we gather for worship tomorrow morning. Here's a brief preview of tomorrow's sermon.
Well, this morning I have a very bad throat, and so I'm sure you can probably hear. It sounds like I just woke up. I've actually been up for quite a few hours, but bear with me as I try to get through this week's podcast, and then I need you to pray for me that I'll be able to preach tomorrow. It's one of those situations where if it got any worse, I would probably have a difficult time preaching. But tomorrow we'll be in Genesis chapter 16, and we're going to look at the whole chapter. And here we're going to see Sarai and Abram falling into doubt and disobedience. Coming right off of the covenant that God made with Abram. We don't really know how much time had expired between chapter 15 and chapter 16, but the last thing that's recorded in Scripture is a great moment where God makes a covenant with Abram to give him the land, and along with that is the understanding that it would be given to his heirs, not just appointed heirs, but actual heirs from him. And so we're going to see right on the heels of that in the Scripture, Sarah and Abram falling into real doubt and disobedience. They begin to try to manipulate things. They begin to try to figure out how to solve the problem that they had, which was that they didn't have any children. And so in a sense, it's like they're saying, God, we're going to have to help you out here. And Sarai came up with the scheme of how to do that. And Abram's great failing was that he went along with her. He's the one who saw God make the covenant. It's kind of like Adam. Adam went along with his wife and partook of the fruit. And in the same way, Abram goes along with this scheme of disobedience, really a scheme of doubting God, not taking God at his word. It's really the same thing that Eve had done. And so here we are with a great failure on their part, but then we're going to be introduced to this slave girl who was a slave to Sarai, Hagar, and we're going to see that she gets, because of all of this, she gets caught up in it and finds herself in a desperate situation, really through no fault of her own. And so I'm going to preach a message tomorrow that's titled, Our God Who Hears, Sees, and Cares. That's the title for tomorrow's message, Our God Who Hears, Sees, and Cares. And I believe it'll be a great encouragement to you to hear this message. Even when we fail, God, he hears us, sees us, he cares about us, he doesn't abandon us just because we fail. And then when we get into desperate situations in life, it's a wonderful thing to know that he's there for us in those times. You know, one of the things that comes up in a chapter like this is the reality that the Bible is true, and we know it's true because it paints even the heroes, and Abram is one of the great heroes of the Bible, but it paints him with all of his flaws, all of his failures, all of his sinfulness. It doesn't, try to make a perfect man out of him, like leaving out all the bad stuff and only including the good. And so the Bible presents itself as an authentic, true book about human nature and about God and about everything that is included. And so because of that, the Bible we know is true also, and this is what's most important, the Bible is true in what it says about salvation. And you know, really the Bible is all one story in some respects. There's a lot of individual episodes, of course, and actual historical events that are recorded that are all seemingly to be separate, but in reality it's all one story that leads up to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, God's Son, come to earth, is the answer for man's sinfulness. And that's the only plan God has. He has one plan to take care of our sin, that we can be reconciled with Him, and that is through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so it's all one story. And when I say story, I'm not talking about anything, not talking about fiction. We're talking about reality. It's a historical account. But the understanding is that it's all about God's plan of salvation for man through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so I hope you'll come hear this message tomorrow. I've given it the title, Our God Who Hears, Sees, and Cares. And if you need more information about the church, maybe you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, or maybe you're a member of another church, but you're looking for a God-centered, Christ-centered, Bible-centered church, we'd invite you to come visit with us. We believe that's the kind of church we are. We're not an entertainment-driven church. We're not a social club. We are, just trying to gather each week to worship God, and part of that is to open His Word and see what He has to say to us. And so we invite you to come be with us. But if you need more information about the church, you can find it elsewhere on this page where you're listening. You scroll down and click on Grace Baptist Church, and you'll find there a lot of information about the church, where we meet, when we meet. You'll find what we believe, and it's a lot of good information about the church. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. And I want to just invite you to be there tomorrow. We'll gather and rejoice that we've been saved by our living Lord. And then we'll open His Word together. And I'm really looking forward to that time. So thank you for listening. Pray for my voice. I'm going to need to make some progress between now and tomorrow morning, as you can probably tell. So pray that my voice will get better. My throat will heal. And I'll be able to preach tomorrow. And I hope by tomorrow morning I will be able to open God's Word with you. So I hope to see you then. Lord bless you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you in the morning.
Brethren, we have met to worship and adore.